Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, we're the Riverkins, and this is Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the ladies of River Kittens.
Woo!
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
We feel welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
We've already been having a lot of laughs, and I figure it's time to turn the mic on and capture all this. I'm excited to officially, you know, hang out, get to meet all of you, and
thank you for being here.
Yeah, and it's exciting times for you. We got the record coming out. We got big party over at Off Broadway, and all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, we're trying to get out.
Sorry, that was
there. My foot.
We got Maddie. Not now, Maddie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, if you, I guess we'll. Everybody want to introduce yourself so
yes,
we
sure.
Know your voices at home?
Okay. I'm Allie Vogler, and I'm vocals, banjo, and guitar, and harmonica for the River Kittens from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, I'm Maddie Shell. I am from Jerseyville, Illinois, and I do mandolin and vocals here for the River Kittens.
I am Martha Maring, a.k.a. Baloney. If you're trying to find me on Facebook, it's Martha Baloney. It's legally
the correct spelling of Baloney.
Baloney. Martha Baloney. Serious. Martha Maring. My dad said I should stop saying that. My last name is Baloney. Martha Maring. I am guitar, vocals,
general
band,
sass.
Band mom. I'm the band mom.
Band mom, for sure.
Aww. I always got nuts in my purse.
You could have chosen any other food. Any other food.
You know I love nuts.
You could have said chips. Chips.
I love nuts. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we nuts. Also, if you go on tour of the River Kittens, there's always several meat sticks. We love Slim Jim and Sasquatch. What's the ones that you get?
I like the Sasquatch ones.
She likes the Sasquatch. Squatch.
I get the ones that come with pepper jack cheese.
Ooh, you get the cheese. I get the good old fashioned original Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are good.
Shout out to Slim Jim.
You know what's crazy about those?
They're good.
Ones?
I don't know why they're terrible. And you know,
you can squeeze them from the bottom.
It's like a meat sickle.
And the something will come out of it. I don't know what it is.
I love nuts in my purse and meat sickles, okay?
All right. So that's Marty in a nutshell.
Martha Maring. I laughed because I didn't know how many times I'd said my name already.
About 13.
To plug myself. So that's us.
Sorry, Shane. That's one of our tangents we were trying to tell you about.
Meat sticks.
This is an excellent place for all that. this is the nice thing about podcasting and then being on the internet is you can say whatever you want and have some fun with it.
Like Howard Stern.
The way America should be.
Yeah, I actually Stern is a big inspiration for a lot of this. I'm a bit huge fan of his show and I love the format that he... You know, his interviews were an hour long or so.
Yeah.
And it's just,
I just heard one that he did with Lady Gaga that was awesome.
Yeah. And that's, I talk about that experience a lot because, like, I was never a huge Gaga fan. You know, I mean, I like some of her stuff, but that interview with hearing her with just piano and...
She's great solo like that.
This is incredible.
She's a true artist. That's what I've always liked. Even when, like, you know, some of her stuff, I'm like, eh, but she really is a musician.
Yeah.
She's worked really hard to get where she is.
Her albums, you know, a lot of her radio stuff is just way overproduced and stuff, you know. And I that stripped down effect of just her on piano and her vocals. Like,
kind of jazzy. She kind of just lets go and, very different from the album versions.
Sure.
I'm a big Lady Gaga fan. Yeah. Just like what she does and how she presents herself and her message and her image.
But then she did some storytelling on there about like some of those songs and like and some of that kind of, like I said, gets kind of lost in translation when it becomes a dance song. Mm-hmm. But when she was telling those stories, like she has a song, Hair, I believe it was, that she was telling a story about and things. And like, so there's a lot more, things are a lot deeper than... You know, and even like that whole meat suit thing, like there was guys that were kicked out of the military or something for Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
She had a reason for that.
Yeah, and they joined her on like the red carpet. So like she was trying to draw attention to those guys with the meat suit and stuff.
So cool.
Something along those lines.
Well, another thing that's neat too is that like someone like Lady Gaga and Howard Stern, like very much known for their strong personalities in their own professions, can get together and make this, like, beautiful interview together. Sure. It's like, Lady Gaga can be known for her extreme antics, and so can Howard Stern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they can also take, like, okay, this is where I started. Let's come back to the middle, and let's, like, do a real interview. Or, I don't know, it's just kind of cool to me how they can both be known for their extremes, and they have made this beautiful... 1 hour piece of conversation that people are actually listening to.
Yeah. I say it a lot, but it is for me, I talk about Stern and everybody thinks of him as, you know,
dirty.
Yeah, from the 90s, all this, the shock jock stuff, the naked girls all the time.
But that's when he was on regular radio and he was trying to get ratings.
I mean, if you listen to satellite radio, you can literally listen to Howard Stern 24 hours a day.
Sure.
And you can hear all that shit, but you can also hear...
He's one of the...
He's an intelligent guy. He's not...
There's people... Dirty. The people that hear that, like, only hearing that side. Like, I mean, he does have those things, and... I mean, when he sits down with somebody for an interview, like, it's one of the best things. And he's, like I said, he's a big inspiration for me doing this, like, just because I love his show, and I love the interviews, and I was like, well, I got all these friends in music. I want to start trying to... help them out and talk, and so I don't know. I don't ever plan to be like Stern. But it is an inspiration for taking a step into doing this. So
we're actually all topless right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Using gimmicks.
We've already talked about butts.
Naked ladies. There's also a line of men behind us with the smallest penises in the world. I just recently saw a clip of that, and I was just
micro penises.
Like, yes, and no, it was like a Howard like Stern show clip.
They're like little tiny buttons.
No, it was Howard Stern, and he was like lining people up. It was like there were men lining up to be on his show. That's how freaking famous he is.
The world's smallest penis contest.
Yeah, they were like, I have the world's smallest penis. Like, why are men lining up for this? To get made fun of by Howard Stern?
Because they need attention in some way. You know, like. They know that girls out there have some kind of kinky fetish for that kind of shit.
Somewhere. Not showers.
I don't know. It was just really funny. It was bizarre to me that men were lining up to
show as bizarre as it is that women would line up to have best breast contests, well, like, that's degrading. It's degrading either way.
Well, they may as well have just showed up to say, I just want to talk to Howard Stern, because that's sure. what well, it looked yeah. like. The line was just like,
yeah.
Every time they got to the front, like, they were, like, embarrassed, yeah. but they were also like, oh, my God, I'm talking to Howard Stern.
I'm pretty sure I've seen, like, American Idol auditions where it's just like, it's okay, at least I got to talk to Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Or gross.
Yeah. You know.
Super gross.
Straight.
Fuck American Idol. Hate this shit. I'd rather see a small penis than watch American Idol.
I second that.
Moving on.
Yeah. I do like those auditions. Sorry. They're funny.
Yeah.
Shane, we told you. You just tell us to shut up.
Oh, no, I'm letting this go.
For anyone who's listening, we tell everybody to get us on track because yeah. we'll take you right off track.
Well, let's go back and let's talk about this show. We got April 23rd.
Yeah.
Off Broadway.
Headlining. We're headlining. So excited. It's our first time headlining off Broadway. We love it there.
We need like some of those
yeah. Things are shooting
poppers.
Off.
Poppers.
Poppers. You guys want some poppers?
Yeah.
And you bring along Cara Louise Band and Fourth City Rag as support for the show.
Mm-hmm. We sure as hell are.
Some of our favorite St. Louis players.
Those are our
should
buddies.
Be a part. Yeah, and they're like our friends.
They're our buddies.
It's our livery crew, too, so I feel like it'll be a good party.
Woo!
Good time.
Well, Fourth City Rag did our CD release show
mm-hmm.
with us.
Mm-hmm.
They're always great.
And then, you know, Cara Louise, like, I just have their CD in my car.
You know, a lot of people don't know that Cara Louise is Cara Wagoner.
They don't know that?
They don't realize that she's two different. They don't realize that's the same
person. She's one person.
Yeah, they don't realize she's the same person.
Good
they're
for
like,
her.
Oh, to keep that's those identities separate. Her. Yeah.
I think she did that on purpose.
I've had smart. To explain that several times. So
we just blew that case wide open.
Oops. Sorry, Cara.
Every time I see them live, I hope that they let me on stage with them because I got some harmonies for them. I sure do.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah, I got some harmonies for them. And Cara, every time we talk, we're friends. She's like,
she's too funny.
She's like, that's exactly how I imagined it in my head. And I was like, you're welcome. Let's do it again.
She was just talking about, I guess she's been watching some Tiny House show on Netflix. Yeah, and I just started watching it today. And I messaged and she's like, it makes me want a tiny house. But somebody talked me out of it. So I was watching it today. And like the second episode is a family of six looking at a home that's 420 square foot. And I was like, it's giving me anxiety. I was like, they keep saying, oh, that'll be fun. So this is what she had said to me. Ha ha ha, it's so tiny. There's no shower or toilet. Oh, that'll be fun. I'm like, you're fucking crazy. You have four children. Where are you going to go to have sex? Like, seriously, that's my thought.
To have more
so
children.
You're never having sex again, I guess.
Well,
that's my first thought.
There's always that.
And fart. Where are you going to have sex and where are you going
to
fart?
I thought the idea of tiny houses was the outdoors.
Yeah, but it's what if it's raining? What are you going to do?
What if it's raining?
You just put on raincoats and go.
You don't. It's water.
I just want to know. Hey, I just want to know why there are two. Okay, seriously.
Remember
you look
we
on
Walker Russo?
No,
I'm sorry.
Stop. There are two different shows on Netflix right now, and they're in the same goddamn, like, line of shit to watch. It says, trending now, Tiny House Hunters, and then two shows later, like, two
Tiny House Builders.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why can't they just put them in one
why
show?
Is it two?
Why is it why two different builders shows? Just build them for the hunters?
What if I don't want to watch people build it? I only want to watch them hunt.
Well,
I only want to see homes that are already built.
Well, clearly,
but no, I want both,
one group is doing the thing that the other group needs, so why don't they just get together?
Yeah, why is
you
it
guys,
two different shows?
You guys
shows?
Are hunting for tiny houses? Guess what? We're building them. Make it one show.
Why you should tell him that.
Write a letter. I'm pretty sure I'm the first person in this
one. Probably.
Reminds me, Brian Regan's got a great joke about log trucks on the highway. You know, he's like, how you've seen two log trucks passing on the highway, and it's like, if you had log, wouldn't a phone call just help? You know, like, it was just
hey, want a rendezvous? Yeah, right. I'll take your logs. It just seems smart.
Yeah.
But then there's idiots like y'all who are watching these dumbass shows.
I need all of it. It's too many.
Martha, you could probably build a tiny house by yourself without even watching the show or looking at directions.
I've been camping with that lady. She can do it.
That's not true.
She can butcher a hog. Hey, you know what they say? If you can butcher a hog and build a tiny house,
I guess it's worth a shot. I read that somewhere.
Why can't you build a house if you can build a tiny house?
You guys know that saying.
I did saw something with a saw the other day, you know, so it felt really good.
I sawed with a saw the other day. Yes.
A reciprocating saw.
It's a reciprocating saw.
It's Tim's saw. This is, we're also in Tim's studio, so thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Shout out to Tim.
Cheers to Tim.
Cheers. Clink, clink,
beer can clink.
Clink.
Beer can clink.
We had to do our own sound effects.
Dink.
So, yeah, we recorded the album in this room, right?
Kind of. It was in the next room
over
there.
The next room over there.
That's where they have a
and
mix.
This is
the control.
This is where we listen
this
to.
Is where, yeah,
this is where we listen back
mission
to.
Mission control.
Yeah. Mission control.
This is where Tim would be like, okay, you guys need to stop laughing and shut up.
Yeah.
And come in here and calm down for a second and tell me what you think. That's why we call him Taskmaster Tim, because we would all be in there. He can see us, too. There's, like, a video camera, so he can see us. So we're all, like, cracking up laughing or making jokes. And sometimes he wouldn't even say, shut the fuck up. He would just press a button and be, like, okay, it's recording.
He'd be like, okay, whenever you guys are ready. That was my favorite one. Be like, okay, any second now. We're like, so we're doing.
Press it. He's like, what do they think about this? I'll just press the button, start recording, see what they do now.
Oh, that guy.
But yeah, it was in that room over there. And
so I'm sure he had plenty of bonus material he could add it on as a hidden track.
I hope he's
plenty is an understatement.
Hell yeah,
We're gonna put out a whole other record of just the outtakes.
Just I hope so. Yeah.
That bloopers, would be hilarious.
River Kittens bloopers.
That would get my rocks off.
if anything, we would watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inside jokes that I'm sure we've just forgotten completely.
I'm for them. I'm for them.
With them.
I thought you were for them.
I'm both.
I'm for it and I'm with them.
You guys, it depends on how I'm feeling. I'm either for them or I'm with them, but I'm always for or with them.
It depends if it's people or a thing.
It's
I
like,
guess.
How do you feel about Wait Vietnam? I'm
second.
For them.
Wait a second, Maddie.
That doesn't make sense.
Wait a second, Maddie.
Yeah, I know.
Maddie, what about Donald Trump?
I'm with him.
Oh, God damn it. No, I'm not. That's not fair.
Fuck, man.
I'm not with Donald Trump, but that's...
We can't play that game.
You can't ask that question. It has to be like, how do you feel about windowsills?
I'm for him.
You guys, you can't say his name. Silly. Every time you say his name, he has an orgasm, so we can't say his name on the show.
Ugh,
I know. He's going to hear
it. Kind of like just every time we say his name, he gets a hit. You know, he just gets a hit.
It's I like wish he got hit every time.
I wish he got hit physically. Yes, every time his name was said.
Right
in the dick.
Right in the dick. Right dick in the hit. Micro penis.
Dick hit.
Right in his tiny hands. He gets a tiny hand high five every
He's got
time. He,
tiny
every
hands time for his tiny dick.
Poor Donald.
Oh,
fuck Donald.
He's gonna die knowing that he never amounted to anything.
I think for money. El Chapo, the guy that escaped prison, like the day after that he declared himself racist, is gonna fucking kill him. I think he's gonna do it, and I hope he does. I don't care. Go El Chapo.
Oh yeah, you can talk about that.
I don't want that mess on our hands, but.
I just want somebody to listen to this and put, like, hashtag micropenis on it.
So. I don't want anyone.
That's
micro
probably penis. The theme of this.
We can do that. As soon as we put this on the internet, we can do that. Hashtag micropenis. Obviously, we're experts.
Yeah.
I always say, like, anytime this sounds so terrible, but anytime I talk about, like, dudes' penises at all. I'm like, in comparison to other dudes' penises, I'll be like...
Or other girls' penises.
I found in my studies that, and not like... that's what I call it, like, my studies.
In my studies.
In my studies, I found that most men prefer...
Rumor.
You have like a little like a bubble pipe too. Oh, that's
every time I'm done having sex with somebody, I just like put it in the pipe and I like write in my journal and stuff. I'm like, what are you writing about? Nothing. Go to bed.
She also has a cup of tea as well.
I didn't know you were British this whole time. Well, there's a lot you need to know then. I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Get it together, Martha.
Not now, Martha. Not here. Okay, Shane, tell us to shut up. Ask me a question because I'm just going to tell everybody now.
So, yeah, April 23rd, off-Broadway.
I have to go to off-Broadway.
You have to.
You have to go pee.
You definitely have to pee. All
right.
I'll be right back. Y'all hold down the fort.
Okay.
We got it.
You're going to talk so much shit about you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Allie is like... The
Allie's
dad.
Allie's the
Allie's
dad.
Allie's definitely the dumbest one in our
We were in Nashville, and she was in the car, and somebody, you told a joke or something, and she laughed this really ridiculous laugh, so I made fun of her. I was like, and she's like, don't make fun of me. But, like, the truest sign that I love you is that I'm making fun of you, so.
Classic youngest child.
Yeah, I forget that sometimes. Our little baby.
She's basically an only child.
She's all grown up, pretty much.
I mean, I'm a classic youngest child. I'd probably do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Stop it! Ugh. Don't make fun of me.
Kids.
Yeah. It's
not our fault that your parents were super into procreation.
Yeah, the joke in my family, like, because I used to not be so good about being made fun of or things not being fair, and I had a lot of meltdowns. And I'd always be like, I'm an emotional person! And so that's, like, the joke in my family now that I'm an adult. Anytime I react, you know, I'm not like that anymore, but if I even, like, get upset about something, they yell, everybody makes fun of me, and they're like, I'm an emotional person! And I'm like, I am, I just know how to express it now, okay? But seriously, I'm emotional.
My family does that with me about being sentimental, because When I was the youngest, I never wanted to move out of our first house.
Whoa. My parents are still in that house that I grew up in.
Yeah, and it would suck if they moved out.
Yeah,
it would. Because you're an emotional person.
They built that house. That would really suck.
Exactly.
I don't know where they'd live.
I was upset when we moved out of our first house. I always get upset around Christmas if not everybody's there. It's just like, it's not the same anymore. But I'm the youngest, and I'm an emotional person, so I understand. I get it.
I'm an emotional person! You have to, like, scream.
And they make fun of me for it, too. Like, whatever, dog. I fucking love you guys.
Whatever,
sorry.
Dog. Sorry I'm touching with my emotions, bro.
sorry I love my family, you pieces of shit.
Yo, dog.
God. Welcome back.
Yeah.
We held down the fort. Thanks.
Allie's back from her number one.
Do we really know, though?
That would be a really fast number, too.
You never know.
I would have been super impressed if that was number two.
I would be, too.
You never know.
So proud of you, baby girl.
I didn't say anything yet.
River Kittens, the proud, the poo, and the proud. The proud and the poo.
The proud and the poo.
Yeah.
We came up with an idea for a TV show. Okay, so we went to Nashville, and we... went to Jack White Studios, Third Man, and, you know, it was cool, but I was not impressed because I went to the bathroom, and in the bathroom.
No, I followed you. Yeah, I got it.
She knows, Maddie knows, she was in the bathroom with me. I go to the bathroom, and there's one stall open, and I go in it, and there's poop on the floor next to the toilet, like a dollop of poop.
No, this is important though.
That's what
this is how it started.
So I'm telling Nate about the story about the poop. And also, okay, so finish this story about going to the bathroom.
Everyone in Nashville.
There was a dollop of poop next to the toilet. There was no toilet paper. There was no toilet paper in any of the stalls, and there was no paper towels. And I need it. I'm not going to tell you why, but I needed it.
Because you just need it.
I need it. I don't need to tell
and
you
And I
why.
Was in there, and then I came in, and I went pee, and I was like, Martha.
I'm going in the men's room to get some toilet paper. And I go in the men's room, and I'm about to go in, and some lady's outside. She's like, I think there's somebody in there. I'm like,
I don't care.
And I need to open it and knock. I'm like, hello, I'm not looking, I promise. I'm just coming in. And I came in. I'm like, rushing it, and this man's peeing, and my hand's over my eye. And I'm like, I'm not looking, I swear. There's no toilet paper or paper towels, and I really need them. But okay, I'm so sorry. And I just run out. And I feel like that was really rude of me, but like, this
not
guy's
really.
Okay.
Whatever.
If a dude did that and was like, I'm not looking, I just need TP, I'd be like dude, get your TP. I understand. I'd slip it to him on the door. But, so no, I came back and I, like, did my thing and we left. But yeah, real nice, Jack White. Your studio has no toilet paper and poop on the floor.
Yeah, and that was, like, the third place in Nashville that we went that didn't have any toilet paper in any of the fucking women's
restrooms. It's an epidemic. Like,
you didn't like your ping pong.
So.
You didn't like your mini golf ball.
So.
Anyway.
I'm telling Nate, our base
player. We're telling everyone in the car.
I'm telling everyone. I've told everyone this story. I don't need to tell it on the internet because I've already told everybody.
But yeah, Nate was like, wait.
How close was the poo to the toilet?
Also, was it a log? Or was it, like, smeared somewhere? This is really important.
Like,
we were like, what? And then he explained to us, like, the difference between the emergency, like, oh, if it was a dollop, they probably didn't do that on purpose.
It was a fat lady.
That's it. That's all you have to say. But if it was a log, they definitely did it on purpose.
Right.
What did I say he was, though? What did I call him?
We were calling him
Jack Brown.
No, we called him the poop detective, Nancy
Poop. But what did I call him before? It was
Jack Brown.
No, I was like...
Not Nancy Drew. You called him Nancy Drew, and they were like, Nancy Poop.
The Poop Detective.
And then we came up with a whole new TV show called The
Funnier Than That. The Poop Detective.
Yeah, the Poop Detective. And we laughed for a long time, just at the situations that the Poop Detective could get into.
I said something like, sorry, oh, I didn't realize you were the Jack Bauer of poop or something. But not Jack Bauer, because that doesn't make sense, because it's not like an explosive, but I guess.
Yeah, but after 24 hours, that poop does go... unbooked, you know, yeah. You can't.
Yeah. It's so
stale.
But anyway,
you
book
just
us.
Leave it there,
Nancy.
But,
too.
By the way, you should book us.
Yeah,
Jack Brown.
I mean, that's pretty much the moral of that story, though.
Right? Yeah, well, it also could.
Anyways,
like,
the Pooh Detective's coming to NBC. It's going to be a hit.
Pooh Detective's going to be great.
Fall 2016.
It could have been like a whole It's Sunny episode in Nashville with all of the toilet paper fiasco.
You remember that Always Sunny when he woke up and somebody shit
the
bed?
Yeah. Totes.
Or was it Frank or Charlie? Yeah.
It was Frank, of course. And Frank also is the one that wanted to make everyone the shit sandwich. So.
Yeah.
Every situation
was like,
have you watched
the bloopers for that?
We could get him to make a shit sandwich. Yes, I told you.
I told you to watch it.
Well, you know what they say. It's always Philadelphia.
Hey, you guys are not allowed to talk bad about me now.
We always do.
I went to Kansas City for Farm Aid a couple years ago.
Cool.
And I stopped in at Columbia at the Midwest truck stop for biscuits and gravy. Because they have a biscuit, they have the Big 70 Biscuits and Gravy Challenge up there.
Oh, which is?
It's, I believe it's 7 biscuits with 8 pieces of bacon, 2 orders of hash browns, and it's covered in 70 ounces of gravy.
Damn.
Mmm, I love that
7
gravy.
Biscuits yeah. alone is yeah. like, woo!
Cover me in gravy.
That sounds like a country song.
Damn, that does sound like a country song.
Cover me in gravy and call yeah. me your baby. Or
yeah, there you go.
Penny.
I made my my attempt at that. If you finish it all, you get like your name on the wall and a t-shirt and all this stuff. And
do you get to eat for free?
Yeah, you get it for free then. Okay. Otherwise, it's like $20. And I made it about, I finished halfway, and then I realized I'm going to Farm Aid after this, and it's probably not a great idea because I'm going to be miserable.
I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. So I made about halfway, and then that kicks in, and I'm like, I better quit now. Like, if I if I kept pushing it, I'm going to just explode and not going to be happy about it. But anyway, the rest of that story is we go to Kansas City, and on the way there, we stopped at a gas station. And I went in the men's room, and then there was half a tuna sandwich on the floor. And
that's even weirder than
that. Yeah, so I'm like, and I'm like, who's eating in the bathroom?
Oh, I should ask you guys if you wanted a beer.
I'm okay.
I'll take one.
Sure.
Snacks?
We're
people in podcast land, do you want a beer?
We're celebrating.
Is this live?
No.
No.
But they don't know that.
Praise y'all, we talked a lot about poop in that second.
I mean,
that's
it's,
the goal.
It's
that's
still,
the money right
I
there.
I think it's still going to be there.
Poop Detective's going to be a hit show.
Yeah.
Poop sells.
I can't wait for season two to see what happens. Gotta stick around.
That was a real hanger.
Oh, Allie. Shoot, that's Allie's popping for her own.
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
But yeah, I was thinking of that the whole time you're telling your story. I'm like,
half a tuna sandwich.
Half a tuna sandwich laying right there. I was like, I took a picture of it. It's on Instagram.
Ew. It's so gross. Tuna sandwiches are kind of gross anyways.
I love tuna salad.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it has to be good. I'm pretty sure a truck stop tuna salad sandwich is not that good.
I mean, what about a bathroom floor tuna sandwich, though?
But is it that bad?
I don't know. I don't know. You're talking to a girl who with less than it, like probably less than an hour home on our trip, decided to get two Slim
Jims. Me too.
So I was like, I don't even need these.
No, dude. That was the downfall for our little tiny tour. Was like, every time we went to a gas station, it's like so much fun. I just want to buy something.
Because you're not eating snacks because you're hungry. You're bored. I'm bored as fuck.
And on that last day, the Nashville day, the first stop we made, I bought a Lunchable and a big piece of cheese. That was in the same. It was in the same cooler, like a big Colby Jack slice.
What kind of Lunchable?
Ham and Swiss.
Yeah, girl.
Then on the second stop in Mount Vernon, I bought another Lunchable. And instead of cheese, this time, about meat stick.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it balanced.
Yeah, you know, if you're gonna buy a Lunchable or two, maybe get an extra piece of meat or cheese on the side.
Because, you know what? They don't divvy that out. It's like, there's not enough either crackers
and
or
I really don't think
or,
any of it's
you
real.
You need one fucking job to, like, put the equal amounts
one,
of, like,
I know.
Yeah, meat
I know.
And cheese
you should
in
at
there.
Least be able to make a sandwich out of the crackers.
No, they
no,
do.
No, you're supposed to just, no,
I always
open
have
face.
The right amount.
Like,
you're
shut up?
But it's,
what
she
is
wants
this?
To make a whole sandwich, not, but you're, you
no,
need to open
No, you gotta
face
do
it.
One cheese, one cracker,
I
one.
Don't like it.
You would be thinking about something that you can't change ever. Jesus.
And I just get Ritz.
A Lunchable.
I just
all
get
things.
Ritz.
Yeah, you can spend like $20 more and get a whole sleeve of Ritz.
$20 more? Is that what you just said?
At least I won't have to make
you
more stops.
A nice summer sausage
what
and some
of,
nice
at least
cheese.
I wouldn't, if I got that, I wouldn't have to stop for snacks.
I tried it on the way there, and you guys all made fun of me for making bologna sandwiches in the car, so shut up!
I would never.
I love that idea. I thought it was great. Let's take a cooler every time.
That was all Nate. That was all Nate.
But I ate that bologna, too.
It was good,
it was bologna.
Bologna.
Yeah.
But he wanted to, I didn't have any, he gave, you know, I was like, hey, I have to cut up this cheese, and you know what he gave me to cut the cheese on? A CD. Okay? Thanks, babe.
What CD?
It was some...
Like the case or, or the actual
CD? The actual CD.
Oh, my God.
The actual CD. I can't even
that
say what
low.
It was.
Low. That is low. I wouldn't even break weed up on
it. Was like,
that.
It was
like you ain't got a jewel case.
It was a burnt CD. It was a burnt CD.
Still.
Okay.
But I, like, cut it up,
what?
And then all of a sudden it was like, there's little silver pieces
right?
coming.
Oh,
so
no.
Upside down.
Burnt CD.
Then I was like... Halfway through the trip, what did I use? I used something way more, way smarter. I don't know what it was.
A jewel case?
No, it wasn't a CD case. It was like,
ooh.
Doesn't matter what it was.
The manual.
What did you just
doesn't say? Doesn't matter what it
driver's
was.
Driver's manual.
It,
It wasn't a book.
You're
I
like
wouldn't
manual.
Have done that to a book.
Just said manual.
Emmanuel. It doesn't matter what CD it was. It was just a burnt CD.
I think
worthless.
It matters. It's so funny if it was like...
I know exactly what it was. I'm just not going to say it.
Allie, I saw somebody with a license plate today. It said Billy Joel. Not even joking. I think it was B-I...
I just bought...
No, it was B-L-L-Y-J-O-L.
I've been working on a Billy Joel song all week.
Separate
I just bought
ones.
Billy Joel's Greatest Hits 1, 2, and 3.
It made me think of you. I almost took a picture of it.
I love Billy Joel. He's so good.
But you don't like Phil Collins, correct?
No!
Okay, just for the record.
Gross.
I don't know. I think the Tarzan soundtrack was really good.
No!
If you're telling me you don't like the Tarzan soundtrack,
I'm
telling
you I don't like the Tarzan. If you're telling me that the one thing about one artist that you like is the Tarzan soundtrack, then you probably don't like him either, Martha.
Is it because he can't dance?
I really like Roger Miller on Robin Hood. The Disney one that's Roger Miller. That's great.
I love
it. I want to know. Please show me.
But that's not...
Come on, it's good.
But as strange as lightning.
Yeah, I had to
yeah we
it.
Know it.
I love it.
I had to sing it in choir.
She just whispered to me, I love it. You guys can be it.
That was Allie's. That was Allie.
They both said
I would
they just
never say
it
that.
In a whisper. They both mouthed it at the same
time. I would never
time.
Say that. No, the only reason that I... think about Phil Collins is this... The song that everyone's like, yeah, Phil Collins in the air tonight. I want to fucking kill myself when I hear that song. I hate it so much.
Yeah, that's not my favorite.
I hate it so much.
Stomp in the Yard on the soundtrack is really good.
No.
Stop it.
I'm done with Phil Collins.
Okay, well.
Hey.
There's some really good
I guess I'm watching Tarzan alone tonight.
Yeah, I guess yar.
Yar.
Yeah, guess yar.
Yar.
Guess yar.
Okay. Simmer down now.
This episode, proud sponsor of Stag Beer. Stag Beer, proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, we're drinking a
and
lot.
And why
of
not?
That.
Let's just go ahead
hey,
and
hey, you
start.
Got a beer, Shane.
Yeah,
Shane
hey,
got
hey,
a beer, guys.
We're celebrating.
I got in that. Hey, guess what? We're in Missouri.
Yeah.
We are?
I think so.
I think so.
Technically.
I think so. I think we are.
Who drew these lines? That's what I like to think.
You know what, Martha? I could be in Missouri and you could be in Idaho. You know?
I'd like to believe that.
My mind is...
If you go down that route.
Yeah, it just blew my mind, too.
Yeah, if you go down that route.
I'm sorry. We are in Missouri. And we are drinking Stag.
That's some deep stuff right there.
Do they give you money if you say that?
You're definitely in Missouri drinking Stag.
We are in Missouri and we are drinking Stag.
Yeah.
But you're definitely in Missouri if you're drinking Stag.
No.
Yeah.
You could be in Illinois.
Oh, really?
Or Indiana.
Oh, totally. I bet they drink it in Ohio.
Some motherfucker is about
it's
to
It's not
die.
Just a Missouri
I
thing.
I remember the person that told me that...
It's a Midwest thing.
Stag. It was some dude in Columbia.
Well, he's an idiot.
It was the bartender in Columbia.
Well, he's an idiot.
What did he say?
He said you can only have Stag in Missouri.
He might have been joking.
That might be a nice selling point for him, but that's not true. And I don't know why he's trying to sell that if he could sell, like,
well, I was completely convinced. Just now.
Defiance whiskey.
I tried to explain this to you when we were on tour, like, a week... like. I tried to tell you. No.
That's not true.
It's a Midwest thing. Because
we're talking about Yingling.
You can't get it in Tennessee. You can't get it in Kentucky. Or, I'm not sure about Iowa. It's a Illinois, Missouri, I think Indiana thing. Look it up, dude.
Yep.
Okay. Steak, tares, and gravy.
Sounds good. Instead.
I had a gold Buick LeSabre.
Nice. Yeah, you did.
Long ago, and I never had lived in Missouri before, and I named it Golden Delicious.
Aww.
After Stag.
That's cute.
That's so beautiful.
I drank a lot of Stag at that point in my life. But that's how I know you can get it in Illinois.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And a Mercury
Sable.
Why don't
we write a song?
That was my first crush.
Also,
Mercury Sable.
Harry Potter's Patronus is a stag, if I'm not mistaken.
His what? Father?
No, his Patronus.
Patronus, which was...
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his dad was a...
His dad's was,
came
too.
Came back at... What, remember that?
No, his dad's
no,
Patronus
his
mom's
was a stag.
Was a stag, okay.
No, his mom's.
No, his mom was a doe. Yeah. Okay, if you have any Harry Potter questions, please direct them to me. Mark
but Harry, Ryan. Harry had the stag. Jesus,
Harry did have the stag because his father.
And then
had
when
stag.
He was out in that forest,
I thought that Snape up on that cliff at the end of the movie. You remember what that was?
Yeah,
it was his stag. It was his dad.
No, don't look at me.
He thought it was his dad because, but it was.
Oh, but it was him. Him. It was him. That's
going
right.
Back in time.
Yes, mm-hmm. I remember that. That was a really cool.
And
that
Snape's was a doe because.
He wanted Lily's.
Lily's was a doe, yeah, and he yeah. missed her. Because he loved her.
He loved her.
Yeah.
And now adult. He's dead.
I can't.
Shh. Too soon.
Now he's dead.
What if they haven't finished the books?
Spoiler. It's Snape. Professor Snape is dead. He died.
He did, okay.
Not the Snape, but the actor.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Oh. But Snape also died. Dead.
Mr. Yeah. Professor Snape.
They both died.
So. Esquire.
Well, now I want to cry. Next question.
Were there questions? Do we have to answer questions?
No.
We already talked about our show.
Yeah.
On what's, April 23rd.
What, So the album's, album's out.
Done.
And where can they pick that up at? Besides
well,
April 23rd.
Right. As of right now, we're still working on being able to put it up on the website and sell it as merchandise. But soon enough, we will be able to sell it on the website.
Yeah.
Plus, you can just come to any one of our shows and we'll have it for sale. Yeah. We have adorable t-shirts. We have our albums. And
I really hope that I can take some home with me tonight and you can buy them at the Crow's Nest, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We do play every other Tuesday night at the Crow's Nest. It's in Maplewood.
Which is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Okay, well, this won't be relevant. Okay. Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
If you have a time machine, though, definitely.
I can't even tell you what the next date would be. So if tomorrow night, whatever.
Don't think about it too much.
And every other Tuesday night at 10:30 at the Crow's Nest, and we will have our merch there.
Just call the Crow's Nest and ask for Maddie.
And there's Dollar Stag.
$1 stag draft stag.
Shout out to Stag Beer, proud sponsor.
Golden Delicious.
Buy us a tour bus already, damn it.
Stags for River Kittens.
What
Ooh, good time. River Kittens going stag.
I was gonna ask
Stag Night with the River Kittens.
I was gonna ask since we just had it this last weekend, but Lo-Fi, you all participated in Lo-Fi Cherokee last year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Did.
So, and your video for Trouble is available on the YouTube.
Yep.
That's a pretty fun one.
Yeah. I think that was that opened a lot of doors for us, though.
It really did. This helped us a lot, honestly.
And
that whole event, honestly, it's a really cool thing that Bill Streeter does. And I did not get to make it the other day I was working, but he had Lisa Houdet.
Mm-hmm.
Dub Nub was there, too.
Dub Nub.
I tried to catch them, but it was packed. It was just packed.
Shitstorm was there. Who else was there?
Yes.
Madison Ward and Mama Bear.
Yeah.
I got too drunk. I was going to go to the show, but then I drank a bunch.
Was Brother Lee part of it?
No, they were last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Susie Q and Letter to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Letter to Memphis was there.
Yeah,
the Blue Pearl.
Yeah. Great.
So.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone down. It's really, I think it's an amazing event, especially for, like, people who might not get noticed, who may play along Cherokee every day the entire year, but they might not get noticed until somebody just puts it on film, and sure. Bill Streeter does a really good job about,
he advertises
spreading the word,
it
advertising it, and
long.
Getting everyone. It looked really cool.
So much
I was sad I couldn't make it.
I know. He gets together with some of the best people, dude. Like, they make some really good videos for all
Yeah, even if you don't, even if you weren't getting, like, a bunch of notice for it, the fact that you get this sweet live video out of it is just, like.
And you are allowed to use that in your benefit later on in your musical career.
Yeah, he asks nothing in return.
He gives us a little survey at the end, but I guess I answered that.
He asks nothing. Great. I mean, they basically, they film you. You get treated like, you know, not, I wouldn't say royalty, but you...
Rock stars.
You get treated like rock stars all the way down the strip all day. Then he throws you this giant premiere party. He feeds you free booze. Well, I don't
he
know.
He introduces you to Defiance Whiskey. Yeah,
I don't know if he wanted to do that, but I think that he's not stupid enough to have a giant chapel, like... church sanctuary full of musicians and artists without having booze there.
We kept saying that. We're like, is there going to be booze? And they're like, they wouldn't invite all these South City musicians to one place and not give us alcohol.
He's not stupid. Come on. But then it turns out Defiance Whiskey sponsored our whole video.
Yeah.
So that was insane.
It's a really cool event for bands and individuals who play music that they really don't have to do anything at all. They have to show up.
Right.
And they pretty much do everything except for, like, put makeup on you and your outfit. You know?
They write the song, though, so.
And write the song.
You gotta write the song.
Yeah.
So it's
Is that really one take? I mean, I know.
Yeah, one take, yeah.
One take wonders all day.
Because I know he's got a pretty tight schedule to be, you know, to make it all happen in one day. But, yeah, I just imagine, like, that's, I mean.
And it's grown a lot.
It's a lot of pressure, but. You know, also
such
probably,
a cool thing. So cool. Yeah. I could cry.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, to be honest, right after we did that last year, that's when, like, we have been going nonstop ever since. With gigs and just inquiries about where we're going to be. And
playing the pageant with Pokey. And
we did that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we sure did.
That was a hell of a New Year's Eve.
That was us.
It seemed short.
It seemed like you were up there for like 15 minutes.
No,
yeah, but the
not
rest
even
of the
like
night three. Was like, this is great.
It was the best night.
It was so much fun.
It was one of the best nights of my life.
It was a great night until I got like all my money stolen.
Oh yeah, Maddie got robbed that night.
Oh. Sorry, Maddie.
I'm sorry. Clearly, I don't remember
I
that well
that.
It's all right.
But you had fun before that happened.
I came out on top, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. See?
You sure did.
Here you are.
Yeah, you're on Rock Paper Podcast, you know, things are looking up. You know?
Totally.
Thanks to my mama, and thanks to Ainsley.
I like
Came out on top.
So we played a live track, Illinois Boy.
Yeah, that's one of our new ones.
Yeah.
Not on the album.
Do we want to, any stories behind that at all, or how that came about? Or?
It's about Allie's boyfriend.
But me and Marty are from Illinois.
Right.
So we did have to have a little session where she was like, what's it like being from Illinois? And we're like, well, here's the thing.
They were like, corn.
There's a lot of corn.
Hitting back roads.
Corn,
gotta
back
hit
roads.
The back roads. There ain't,
yeah.
If you want to have sex with your boyfriend in high school, if you want to smoke weed in the car and call it. You
gotta, I did it in the car.
You gotta go in a car. Only place to do it is the car.
And me being from Arkansas, I was like, guys, that's not exclusively Illinois, okay?
Well, then
why'd
you ask?
But it makes a lot of sense. It was easy to write the song after they said all that shit. So I was like, okay, it's all the same.
Right.
But yeah, Allie's boyfriend, Neil, is...
Illinois.
He's from Illinois, Pinckneyville, and he's also a wonderful individual and a talented musician. And so we were totally down to help her write a song for him, or in his
honor, name?
Honor, name,
honor,
whatever you want to say.
Whatever.
Namesake.
Memory?
But, you know, we've got Illinois boys.
In remembrance.
That I could sing that for, and same with you.
My boyfriend's from Illinois.
Or your brothers, or your whatever.
That's gross.
How many Illinois boys do you know, though?
I bet you know a lot.
I do.
I know a shitload.
I do, okay.
And it's for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including my bro, alright?
Honestly, I was just trying to...
My bro and my B.
I know, I guess... I think Pokey might be from Missouri, but I was trying to hook him, too. I was trying to get him on board with that song, too. So.
Yeah.
Pokey. What up?
Oh, yeah, he's from Bloomington, right?
Bloomington. I was trying to get him, too, with that. I mean, Neil, you're special too. 100%.
What, yeah, that sounded good. Hopefully my recording skills do it justice. But yeah, it sounded really good in here. Well, you said there was supposed to be some harmonica on it.
Yeah.
A little bit of harmonica.
Sounds real good.
I'm experimenting with that a little bit.
Sorry, I'm really old, so I woke up today and I can't move my neck, so...
Yeah, stretch it out.
Just mid-podcast stretching.
Yeah.
It should be a thing.
You do yoga in the middle of all your podcasts?
Yeah, definitely. Right? Yeah. Okay, I figured. Yeah. I actually did one of these in a yoga studio, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, we didn't do yoga while podcasting, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun, though. It was Jeff from J.D. Hughes in the
community. Oh, yeah, I love that Jeff. Guy. He's so sweet.
Yep.
He is so sweet.
I thought you were going to say Jeff Tweedy. I was
like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I know Jeff.
Yeah. You ever heard of him?
He's all right.
Yeah. Well, cool. I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up. But come see River Kittens April 23rd off Broadway, Cara Louise Band, and Fourth City Rag. Big night, big headlining show. Very exciting stuff. And then grab yourself a copy of the brand new record that night as well.
And meet us.
Yeah, meet them.
Come say hi.
We're real sweet.
Come drink
Stag. Buy him a stag.
Yeah. Come take a shot of whiskey with us. Oh, goodness. I told this older couple at Crow's Nest today. They said, "You're in a band?" I was like, "Yeah, it's called the River Kittens." And I don't know. They seemed like pretty progressive. I don't know. They were there in the middle of the day, and they ordered, like, signature cocktails.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, 2 in the afternoon.
I'm on board.
And she looked all fancy with her makeup and shit. And they were like, "Oh, we should come see your band." They're like, "What are you guys, what kind of music are you?" And I was like, "Folk, Americana." She goes, "What do you sing about?" And I was like, "A lot about, like, whiskey, fuck." I said, "Fucking." And the lady goes, oh. And she gave me, like, a dirty look, and I was like, "What?
Oh, well, fuck off then."
I was like, "Oh, you don't have sex?"
Right, you don't drink, you don't have sex.
Okay. I mean, church. I was like, "Mama."
We sing about church.
Jesus.
We sing about Jesus, mama's, churches, whiskey.
Good old fucking boys.
I just said, well, she gave me this dirty look, and I said, "Well, it's not what you think." By what I just said, I was just being funny, but she didn't get it. Yeah.
Right. Oh man.
See a lot about fucking. I'm like, Jesus Christ, lady. I'm joking. Nobody says too.
It could be worse. You could say "wet pussy" in the microphone at our show.
Jesus. Shout out to Brando.
Thanks a lot. Our dads were there. Jeez.
It's okay.
I think it was one of the few times in my life I've heard a crowd go, "Oh." Mm.
It was like a disappointment.
That's just because that's kind of how
I felt today. And I thought, I don't know.
Read the room.
They were at a bar in the middle of the day.
Read the room.
I thought.
Read the room.
Cool, I'll say whatever.
Right.
I was reading the room.
Read the room. That's a good lesson.
Yep.
So that's a terrible ending point.
When people ask about our music, I'm always like, it's folk Americana, very, like, sassy, female empowerment, like,
well, they hear that stuff. I play mandolin, and then they're like, "Oh, bluegrass." I'm like, "No, we don't pick that hard. It's not like that.
We choose that hard."
It's not bluegrass, but it's not country either. I don't know. I just say, come folk? For the singing. Yeah, come for the singing.
Songs.
Come for the songs.
Yep.
Come for the harmony, stay for the sass.
Stay for the sass. Embrace the sass.
Come for the harmony, stay for the stag. Remember, we're going to get sponsored by Stag, y'all.
We should.
We're going to drive a big 15-passenger van with Stag on the side.
I will do that. Stag, I will.
They listen. They're big fans of the Rock River Podcast.
Hashtag Stag.
Right after hashtag micropenis.
They're our second biggest follower.
Hashtag stag go fund us. Hashtag micropenis.
Alright, so I threw a picture of you all on Facebook, and I asked if anybody had any questions for you all. And we got a couple responses. So, Kara, answer some questions from the fans.
Absolutely.
Maddie, you want to take the first one?
Let's do it.
I will definitely take the
first
one.
How huge of a pain in the ass is it to take a stand-up bass to a gig, says Will Salisbury.
Well, Will, I can't speak for the bass player.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I can speak for the bass player. And then it's a huge pain in the ass.
Yes, it is.
Because he drives a Volkswagen Passat. And I can definitely say it's a huge pain in the ass for me as his girlfriend because I have to ride in the back seat. So I look like I'm riding an Uber to my gig. And I can't even, you know, talk to the person in the front seat.
But you can role play.
And also, when we go on tour, we got to put it in the back of Allie's car because her seats fold down.
Still barely fit.
I don't know. It's just a pain in the butt. Unless you have a
took up a lot
big
of space.
Vehicle.
We're actually thinking,
and it's heavy.
Maybe
it is.
Maybe possibly switching to a.
We're getting one of those Paul McCartney basses.
Paul McCartney Hofner.
Little yeah. Violin.
The F hole, like.
I was
hollow body bass.
Hollow body bass. Electrics.
I was down there at Blue Pearl for STL Here and Now the other night.
Yeah.
And I forget his name now. Drawing a blank. But he has a like a ukulele bass, like
weird.
With bass strings on it and stuff, and he's got a little amp, but a little bit of ukulele, but that thing's got quite a bit of power for to carry that low end, and it was very interesting. I've never seen anything like that, but it sounded really good, and it worked. He played with a song with Bobby, and it sounded really, really good.
Oh,
well, consider Nate's 6'5". Right. So he'd look a little strange with a small bass like that. He even looks strange with just a regular bass, period. But he also, I mean, he plays bass in a lot of different bands here in town. So, and he's got, he uses a Phil Jones bass amp, which is small but powerful. And then, there's a little plug there. And then he's just looking to get something smaller so we can travel with it as far as the instrument goes. He loves his upright bass, and it does look cool. But
sure. Yeah, I mean, I think
that's... We need to ride together.
It's a pain.
We need to ride together because that's where we get our best ideas. And
yeah.
It ain't tour unless you're all in the same
car. I like to laugh.
It ain't... Hey, it ain't right, y'all.
It ain't fitting.
We're going to have that stag bus here real soon, so...
After this.
I'm pulling up any minute now.
We could fit in my car. We could probably all fit in my car.
Be tight.
So Amy asks, can they play more shows, please? I want to see them. So
more shows, please. Well, guess what, Amy?
We play so much.
We play a decent amount. We try to keep it to, you know, we try not to do more than, like, 4 a month in the city, just
to
like
not
burn out.
Happens.
It does, like it really does. It's hard to say no to certain people. We try not to burn ourselves out or to burn out the audience either.
Also, again, if you want to see us, we play every other Tuesday at the Crow's Nest.
Every other,
at 10:30.
Dollar stag.
Sure.
Dollar stags.
Leah asked, can the three of them get any prettier?
Yeah, that's actually my friend Leah, so I appreciate that question. And you know,
that's my friend Leah.
President Obama actually said, like, you know, said it's he said we can't.
I said no anyway.
Yeah.
I said yeah.
I would do it, but
I
like
said,
he made a
what,
presidential
Leah?
Order.
I'm for him.
I'm
for it. Right this second, I could definitely get
for
prettier.
For Leo, we could get pretty. Like, I could put some lipstick on and, you know.
That's a personal thing. Sure.
But I know
prettier,
for a fact.
Martha.
I know for a fact that Leo likes it when girls don't wear makeup, so. I guess I'm as
See,
pretty
I'm,
as I'll
I'm
ever
into
be.
That kind of thing, too.
So you just go wipe all of mine off.
So if I take off my deodorant,
she likes them all natural.
And I think if I take my clothes off, I'd feel.
This
more
really
comfortable.
Just should have been. Like
I'd feel
one
more comfortable
word
if my
answer,
clothes were off.
One word answer.
Maybe.
We'll give it a maybe.
We'll give it our best shot.
Yeah.
Todd asks, what inspired them to become musicians?
Oh, no, that's not even a question.
Heartbreak.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
And I never was like, I want to be a musician. It's just because my dad taught me chords, and I just was one.
We just grew up.
Grew up into it. And I was, I mean, if
you grew up around it and you like it.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people who grow up around it who want nothing to do with it.
I mean, I grew up singing.
I think the word musician has a lot of meanings to it, so it's hard to...
Well, I think you just meant what made you want to play music.
Out in front of people, probably.
Oh!
That's what it means to me, is like what made me actually want to get up and do it. That mine's heartbreak.
In front of people? Heartbreak? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say that, too.
Heartbreak and then the love that I found because of heartbreak.
Heartbreak and the passion.
And a really hip stage mom.
Stage mom?
Cool.
That's cool.
No, I mean, I started on like musical theater and shit, so. My mom definitely kept me on that track. Not like a crazy stage mom, but they encouraged me to do what I was good at, and that was music, so.
You are good.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Daniel asked, at what point did they know they all wanted to gig together?
Oh, as soon as we saw her play, the first song she played.
That's Sunshine, by the way. That's Daniel Millington.
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Daniel.
We were...
As soon as I saw y'all play, too.
I would feel the same way about both of these ladies.
She was our waitress, and as soon as she clocked out, she was out on the back porch, and we were all jamming, and she was there... Sounding like a fucking angel.
Little drunk angel.
And we were just like...
And same with y'all, too.
We were just like, let's get her on board with what we're doing. And she did it.
I said yes.
She said yeah, and she did it. And
they proposed, and I said yes.
She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said
how about right now?
Love can't wait. Yeah.
Did you hear that harmony?
Yeah.
Brought to you by
Sam. We can't even help it.
Is that like Mark Wills or something? Or
who did write? I don't
Toby
know.
Toby Keith?
Is it Toby Keith? That's not.
All I want to say is, got any more brain busters? He knows.
I know all about brain busters.
That's a question.
And Megan asked, is there anything Maddie can't do?
Tim said you can't walk upstairs, but we're upstairs.
Pretty bad at walking, pretty bad at riding a bike.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty bad at being on time.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it.
Okay, not that in this situation, not my fault, Marty.
Totally not
my
fault.
All Gilbert. That is Nathan Gilbert. I was talking about being at work. Also, my cousin asked that question, so it's not fair, Megan Hilton Casabon.
Why can't Maddie?
She knows there's a lot of
I don't know if she knows.
She can't not make me laugh every time I see her.
That's true. I don't know if I've ever seen her try tie a trucker's hitch knot, but I don't know if you can do that.
I bet she can.
Or if she even knows what a trucker's hitch is.
Never butchered.
I'm gonna give her the
Well, can you tie a bowline?
I don't think she can.
We're gonna have a knot tying competition.
I think she can.
I don't think we should because I can't do any of that. It's gross.
Just I know how to make
walk
the handcuff
in a straight
knot.
Line while she's doing it.
I'm really surprised nobody asked what our favorite cereal was. Like, those are the questions I would ask.
What are your favorite cereal?
Yeah, what's your favorite cereal?
I can't.
Cap'n Crunch if it didn't tear my mouth up, to be honest.
It does tear your mouth
it
up.
It does!
It's all the passion!
Let's go get some.
But I've been, like, really into, like, old people cereal lately, like Raisin Bran.
Let me just say,
Cranberry Almond Crunch is really good.
I love
you guys
Honey
don't
Bunches
understand
of
Honey Bunches of Oats is the best cereal there is.
It's pretty great.
I could
skip almond style.
I could on all cereal if I had hash brown casserole every morning.
Well, I don't know. My Aunt Julie?
She's going to put it. No? Well, hers was good. Really, I'm looking for, like, some, like, Christmas Day hash brown casserole.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, I can make some good ones.
At the Allen House.
I just made up my own recipe for some.
Just now in your head?
Just now I did. I know what I'm going to do differently.
Well, don't tell him.
Jalapeno. Who are we kidding here?
Hey, Allie, is there Stag in it?
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to get their sponsorship.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah. We're putting out a cookbook of all Stag
we
recipes.
We boil the potatoes in Stag. Parboil.
All right, cool. Well, we if you would like, we can also put a studio track on. You have a particular track you would like to do that? Or anything?
I mean, Tim's got it.
What about...
We can send you something, I'm sure. Yeah. Maybe, like, Trouble or...
Yeah, let's do Trouble.
Fucking something else.
Trouble or Dressing on the Side would be good, too.
Dressing, yeah.
Cool. Well, it's your show. Whatever you want to do. So
okay. I'll send you.
We will send you some things.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
So stick around for hear one of those tunes, and again, come out see them live, April 23rd, and follow what you got on Facebook.
We're all over
Instagram,
that Facebook.
And
we do have an Instagram.
And Twitter.
Not really.
Not good on the Twitter. No. I'm the Instagram lady, and I'm. Twitter. I post
But we
pictures.
Got a Twitter dope ass hour. Website, riverkids.com.
Riverkids.com.
Yeah, fuck go Twitter. Check it out.
Hashtag fuck Twitter.
Yes. Twitter's for celebrities.
Right. This is crazy celebrities.
I follow my favorite people on Twitter.
All right, cool. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you, Shane.
This has been
this was fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Sorry if we were.
Thanks for meeting us so late.
This has definitely been the most.
It's almost my bedtime.
Poop and micro penis talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
What can we say? We're classy ladies.
It's Monday, you know?
Yeah, sure.
We're just getting started.
I saw it, Maddie. God, not beer, Maddie.
What?
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Come on in, just take a seat. We're going to find y'all something real good to eat. I'm Allie.
Maddie.
Be right back with your drinks. Can I take your order? Do you need some time? Did you really need a cola with that extra lime? Would you like change back or can I keep this dime? Dressing on the side, dressing on the side. We know you want it all, so what are you trying to hide? Dressing on the side, and water, no ice. What the hell is wrong? At your table for a minute or two, just waiting on you yuppies to decide. You waited till you ate it just to tell me that you hate it. Well, this is Big T and he's the guy that made it. I got a BLT on a gluten-free table. 4 has a peanut allergy and I just ran a 5K for hot tea. Fucking hot tea. Killing me. You pull out your coupon and you get your meal for free. Fucking hot tea, what you tipping me? Take your time, you gotta split the check. You brought the kids and now the floor's a wreck. And you just drank a whole pot of coffee. Well, I'm just trying to help you, but you kinda make me hate you. So please don't leave your number, 'cause I would never date you. Dressing on the side, dressing on the side. We know that you're a fat ass, so we'll let you keep your pride. Dressing on the side, and water no ice. Who the hell should I hand this to? I ain't standing here to watch y'all argue, 'cause I got shit on a silverware.
And this is Rock Paper Podcast.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Hey, we're the Kittens, and this is Rock Paper Podcast! I almost said Rod Paper
Rod Paper Codpad. Yes.
Is that good? You should just do it like that. No, we'll do it again. We'll make it real for you. Okay, that was take one. Take two.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.